Roger Ashby, 1050 Chum.
Just a few hours ago, he was co-hosting Canada's number one morning show, Roger, Rick, and Marilyn on Chum FM. But when Roger Ashby first walked through the front doors of 1331 Yonge Street in 1969, Chum FM had just switched from a classical music format to underground. It didn't matter to Roger. He had just accepted a job at the station across the hall as all-night DJ on 1050 Chum.
Good morning. I'm Roger Ashby, and I'm going to leave no rock unturned today.
A few years later, he came off the air and went behind the scenes into programming. But Roger missed being behind the mic, and in 1982 was asked to host Chum's morning show. For a while, he co-hosted the show with Mike Holland until John Major took over. Then, the day after Labor Day, 1985, Roger's life changed forever as he started his first day as host of the Chum FM morning show. Today, 1050 Chum is honored to present the host of the Sunday Morning Oldies Show, Roger Ashby.
And it's not even Sunday.
No.
Thursday morning. Hello, Gord James.
Hello, Roger.
It's nice to be back here. You know, I got 3 hours to play my favorite oldies.
All right.
And look who's in the room.
Marilyn
who's in
Dennis.
The room. Come on over here. Come on over to a microphone.
This is where it all began.
This is the woman that I spend my mornings with.
Most of your life with. But anyway.
Marilyn Dennis, yes. From 5:30 to 9, or portions thereof.
What are you going to play today? Because I'm so excited.
I'm going to play songs that have some special meaning to me for my time here at 1050 Chum.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start with this song, which was the very first song I ever played when I officially started here. First shift.
Yeah.
In August of 1969. And the first song I introduced was this one by Jackie DeShannon. Put a Little Love in Your Heart, 1050 Chum.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. And the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait and see. Another day goes by, still the children cry. Put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. Oh, the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait. Look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place. Just wait.
That didn't sound like the scratchy 45 that it was when I first queued it up back in 1969. Remember those days?
And you go, awa, cue it up.
Yeah, we can reminisce over here, can't we?
We can.
This is good.
We can talk.
There used to be turntables to the left, cartridge machines to the right.
Yep.
An old board from the 30s in front of us.
McCurdy 5000.
And we made it work, queuing up the tunes, as it were. Now, as I said, that was the first song that I played as part of my first real shift on the radio here. But I had been on overnights prior to that, a couple of weeks earlier, just to get accustomed to everything. That's what they did with a lot of new people that they hired. I don't know about you, but They put everybody on in the middle of the night for a couple of hours just to get accustomed to everything.
So this is where you ended up. Because I met you, I saw you before you got here, and then you just disappeared from the where you were working. You were working at CKOC in Hamilton.
In Hamilton, yeah.
And then you just disappeared.
I disappeared and came to Toronto.
And then you came here. And well, that's where he ended
up.
Well,
you and I have known each other forever.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You're a good friend, Gord James.
Thank you.
But when I was in here kind of observing before I started my real first shift, Terry David Mulligan was on the air.
Yeah.
And Terry David Mulligan now, of course, is out in Vancouver. He works for Chum Television out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry David was on the air, so I was kind of standing behind him, just observing what was going on. And a phone call came in, and it was a family emergency for Terry David Mulligan. He had to leave immediately. I think his mother was seriously ill. And he left. It was 2:45 in the morning. I remember this. It was 2:45. I had never been on the air before on Chum. I was a young kid from Hamilton, and I'm standing there, and he said, "You're on. I got to go." And he left. Family emergency. I mean, who could blame the guy? He walked out, and I was left there, and we had a producer and an operator in those days, and I said, what do I do now? And he said, "Well, you introduce the next song." I said, "Well, what is the next song? I've never been on the radio before here." He said, "It's And I Love Her by the Beatles."
Oh!
So that's what I did. And this is the way it sounded.
I give her all my love. That's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine die, and I love her.
Fifty Chum, celebrating 50 years of rock and roll. I'm Roger Ashby. Gord James is still here with me. And Gord, you and I went to Nashville together in 1978.
We did. And there is a photo of us on the website at 1050chum.com.
Of you and me?
Of you and I with our cowboy hats.
With cowboy hats on.
Right, stately uptown.
That we bought downtown Nashville.
Uh-huh.
Now, I bring this up because 2 years prior to that, in 1976, we put together The Evolution of Rock, which is going to be airing here on Chum starting next week at 7 o'clock.
Yes, correct.
And that 64-hour radio special took a long time to assemble. And you weren't working here at Chum.
No.
Yeah,
in
76.
No.
And a bunch of us were sent to different cities around the United States to interview whoever we could that had anything to do with rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sent, along with Warren Cosford, remember Warren, who worked here? We went to Nashville in 1975, I guess it was a year before the special, somewhere in there, and just started calling around. And I remember calling Acuff Rose, the publishers.
Mm-hmm.
And
big publisher.
As luck would have it, I got hooked up with Dave Castle. and Dave Castle I had known from my days in Hamilton.
That's right.
Because he was in a band called
Buxton Castle.
Buxton Castle.
Yeah.
And Dave, at this point, was working for Acuff Rose. What a stroke of luck that I actually got put through to him. I said, hello, it's Roger Ashby. Roger Ashby, I know you. I'm Dave Castle. I said, well, I know you too. I had no idea you were here.
Yeah.
So I told him why we were in Nashville. He said, who do you want to talk to? I said, anybody on your roster. Because they were publishers and managers. And
they had quite a roster.
Oh, they sure did. So he said to me, how about Roy Orbison? I said, yeah, that'd be a good start, yeah. So he said, okay. So he said, I'll get right back to you. So he called me back in the hotel, and he said, Roy would be happy to see you, but he needs a couple of hours to get ready. So he said, I'll pick you up, and we'll drive out to his home in Hendersonville, Tennessee. He lived next door to Johnny Cash. And we drive out, and we knock on the door, and the housekeeper comes to the door and lets us in. It's kind of an eerie, spooky kind of house. And there at the end of the long hallway was Roy Orbison, dressed like he just stepped off an album cover. all in black, the glasses. Yeah. That's why he needed the couple of hours. He had to get ready.
Yeah.
So we go in and I meet him. I'm standing in Roy Orbison's kitchen.
Oh my.
And he says to me, would you like a coffee? So Roy made me a coffee. And then we sat down in his little family room and we had a great interview for about an hour and a half. I think I asked him one question. How did you get started? And he went back, he said, well, I was born in 1936. He went right back to the beginning.
And he started.
And the only time I had to ask him to please wait a minute was when I had to turn the tape over. He filled up both sides of a cassette tape.
Yeah.
With the interview. It was wonderful.
Right.
So then,
yeah.
So I thank him. We leave his place. And Dave says, where do you want to go now? He says, how about, do you want to go out and see Don Everly? So we drive out. He was living in a one-bedroom townhouse. He was kind of down and out at the time.
Uh-huh.
He and his brother weren't speaking.
Yeah.
And we knocked on his door unannounced. He didn't know we were coming because Dave wasn't sure he lived. He kind of found out surreptitiously through one of the other people in the office at Acuff Rose. And we knocked on his door, and he opened the door, and he was surprised to see Dave standing there. Yeah. He says, what do you want? And Dave introduced him to me, and I said, I'm from Chum. I'd like to do a short review if I could. He said, no. He said, you got a lot of nerve coming to my house unannounced like this. And I said, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I want an interview.
Yeah.
So I had a bag of Chum goodies with me, and I handed them to him. I said, well, you might as well have these anyway. Thanks very much. He said, okay, come on in then. So I went in for about 10 minutes. Had a quick 10-minute interview with Don Everly, but it was very good. So that was exciting.
Well, we actually met him 2 years later, right, when we were back in Nashville again, and he was very cordial and very amenable.
Yeah,
you know?
Don Everly and his brother Phil, and this is the way they sounded in 1967. This was a number one song, not quite sure why, on the Chum chart.
Because
it's a good song.
It is.
Called Bowling Green.
Y'all come down.
A man in Kentucky sure is lucky to love down in Bowling Green. Bowling Green folks treat you kind. They let you think your own mind. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky. In Bowling Green you walk your own line. Kentucky's sunshine makes the heart unfold. It warms the body, and I know it touches the soul. Bluegrass is fine, Kentucky homes my mind. The fields down in Bowling Green have the softest grass I've ever seen. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky. Lie down in Bowling Green. Bowling Green girls treat you right. They wear dresses cut country tight. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky if he's seen a Bowling Green night. Kentucky's sunshine makes the heart unfold. It warms the body, and I know it touches the soul. Yeah.
my mind. Jingle land, jingle land, jingle land, jingle land, jingle land, jingle land,
Everly Brothers, 1967 in Bowling Green, Kentucky, here on 1050 Chum.
Roger Ashby, 1050 Chum.